We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, the fine test on base, and we're starting four lines from the bottom. Itmar, Nami, Omar, Rabbi Elazar. We also learned Rabbi Elazar Mafarish. Kederach Sukkot Mashiach Balakuchais, just like you have Mashiach Balakuchais, Kachnuch Mashiach Balashayim, you also have Mashiach Balashayim, Taina Mahachi, another Bryce like that also. Kederach Sukkot Mashiach Balakuchais, Kachtiknu Mashiach Balashayim. We have Mashiach Balashayim, just like I have Mashiach Balakuchais, it's dim Mashiach. Now the Bryce adds on, Ukashem Shakakanik is because of Star Chazaka, just like when you buy Karka, you can buy it with Kesef, Star or Chazaka, Kach Sliris Nickness, with Kesef, Bishtar Uva Chazaka. The same thing, when you rent something, it can be nikna bekesef bishtar uvechazaka. So Mar says skiris demai. What doesn't say karka here? It says when you buy karka, we know it's kesef star chazaka. How's metalthum nikna with mashicha, right? No kesef. It says here skiris karim kesef star chazaka. Skiris demai. What are we talking about? Ilayim is skiris the metalthum. Talking about we're renting metalthum. Metalthum is star. You know, does metalthum be nikna with a star? You can't use a star to buy metalthum. And Rashi says, why don't you ask him Kesef? So Rashi, since Kesef makes a Mishapara on regular metalflum, so maybe Gabriel Skiris would make a kindin. It's very possible. But on Shtar, it definitely doesn't work. So it can't be talking about metalflum here. I'm going to Chista, Skiris the Karka. Skiris the Karka, it works with Kesef Shtar Chazaka. You could have asked also Chazaka by metalflum as possible. I guess it says Kesef Shtar Chazaka. So we're starting with the first three, and Rashi reverns Kesef, then we go to Shtar. Shtar is not possible. So you have to lemaisa if skiris works with kesef. That's a good child in the rishonim. But bottom line is that here when we say kashem shakarka niknas v'kesef shtar chazaka, it means skiris, and then says also skiris, it means skiris the karka. Om Rav Elazar, ra'u shehitme mecharshim. You see a guy hiding in the trees behind the field, and then he steals it. V'tavach hamachar, misham shum avach misha. What's the shaila? The shaila is like this. We know only a gadlan is chayv d'alvei. A gazlan's not. A guy walks into your house, grabs the cow and shechs it, he's not chayv d'alvei. He has to do it secretly. He has to be a gadlan. This guy is hiding in the trees. You can see him. He's a shikul ganav or a gazlan. That's really a shiloh. So it says here, you're a ganav v'chayv d'alvei. Mar is a kustama problem. I am Marla Moshach. You were a Moshach. Amram Chista, shekisha makal. He hit it with a makal and it came to him and it just came out of his rishus. So there was a mashiach here. Amri, since you can see him, you see him in plain sight hiding there, Gazlanu, he's a Gazlan. So Rashi Bavarans, every time, how do you know the guy stole? You have Edom. So why is there a Gazlan there also someone sees him? Teretz, he says, he knows, he's to Edom, he knows it's not, it doesn't belong to them. That's not called a Gazlan. He's only scared of the owner. Two other people still call a Gazlan. But here, the owner can see him, so it's a Gazlan. He's like, no. Since he's trying to hide, he's doing a bad job, he's trying to hide, Ganavu. So, what's the case of a Gazlan? Amravo, the case of a Gazlan is, he does it in plain sight. It says in the Pasuk by Beno Ben Yada, it says, it's like a spear. He walked to the Mitzri, grabbed with a spear and killed him. That's a Gazlan. It does it right in front of his face. Rav Yechonah for them Pasuk, Goyin Bal Yishchem. That says there in the Pasuk, Shunemar, Vayisimuloi Bal Yishchem Maravim, they were hiding out, they were ambushing, Al Rosh Arim, they were laying an ambush on the top of the mountains, Vayigzulu Es Kosh Yavar Aleim Kedarach. They stole everything that passed them by on the Darach. So that's called the case of Gzela. Ravo, my time lamahai. One Ravo would say this pasuk. Now, why is that pasuk better? So, pasuk, the reason why pasuk is better is because that's in Shoiftim, and second pasuk, the first pasuk is in Shmuel. So, why do you go all the way to Shmuel? Go to Shoiftim. On Rabbi Yechonon, he's adding on. He's saying, you forgot a pasuk in Shoiftim. Why didn't Ravo say from here? So, to Gemara, because Ravo, my time lamahai, I'm like, given the Mitmri, since they're hiding up on the mountains, Mitmri Aturi, loy guys lorinu. They're not guys lorinu. They're ganovim. They're hiding up on the mountains. Rabbi Yechonon, how to come into the right behind the mountains? Not because they don't want to be seen, because they don't want to. They're scared of getting of being a gazlan. The reason is they want to do an ambush. They need a surprise. The element of surprise. How to come into they shouldn't see him and run away. That's why, but not because they're scared. Al kaponim, if someone's a little bit scared as a gazlan, like the case hiding in the forest and scouting out the field. Staking out the field, that's the case of a ganav. Going straight up is a gazlan. Why was the Torah chayiv more by a ganav than a gazlan? A ganav pays kefil, a gazlan not to pay kefil. What's the pshat? Gemara says, I'll tell you pshat. Amalhu zeh hishva kavod eved l'kvay kainer. The ganiv, the gazlin, was mashve. The gazlin equaled the kavod of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to the kavod of the people. He's not scared of anyone. He's not scared of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's not scared of the people. Vezeh, but a ganiv is scared of people. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not scared of him. He makes people doesn't see. Vezeh lo hishva kavod eved l'kvay kainer. He was not mashve. He did not equal the kavod of the eved to the kavod of the master of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kavayachol also ayin shel mata kilein eroye. And make him believe kilu that no one sees anything. What do you mean? Kosh Baruch sees everything. Shenema, like it says in a pasuk about certain Rishom, Hoy hamamikim Hashem last year etza vayu machshach maseim. They va'om v'yomru mireinu miyodeinu. Says in the pasuk they hide and they have his ideas hiding, thinking no one knows what I'm thinking, knows what I'm doing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows. And Brahma is another pasuk. Siv v'yomru lo yira kav lo yovin al keyakiv. You say, oh, Hashem won't see, Hashem won't know. V'ksiv, ki omru, ozav Hashem es ha'aretz, ve'ein Hashem raya. You say, Hashem doesn't see. So that's why it's so bad to be a ganev, because he's making believe no one sees. What do you mean, Hashem sees? The gazlin is not scared of anyone. Omra meya, means a marshal to this, omra meya, marshal v'shum rashim v'gamil, lo ma'ad o'dayma, l'shnei v'nei adam v'shayi be'ir, two people in the city, v'osu mishnah, made a big party. Echazim es me'ir, v'lazim es me'melech. One fellow invited the whole city, but he dafka left out the bnei hamelach, the children of the melach. The achad, and another person, he only invited family. He didn't invite the ear, he didn't invite the melach. So which one's worse? The one who invited everyone besides bnei hamelach, of course, that's worse. Omram Meir, bara kama god l'koyach melacha. See from here how choshev melacha is. Shar. The law is when you steal a shor aseh, on a shor you pay 5 times, and a seh you pay 4 times. So shor is a bit limer melachtoi chamisha, you pay 5 times the shor. Seh, that doesn't do work. Shor, his job is to work. He plows fields, he transports things. Mashainkin aseh just sits there and eats grass, and he cut the wool. So he didn't work with vatal seh on the melacha, therefore only pay 4 times. Seh shle bit the melachtoi arba, he only pays 4. Another pshat. Omrav Yechem Zakar, kama go to kavod abrius. How choshev kavod abrius is shor shalach baraglov. So the ganav was able to steal respectively chamisha, you pay 5 times. Seh shakivak seifay arba. Seh, you had to embarrass yourself and schlep it on your shoulder, and to make the ganeva, there you only pay 4, because there you have the idea of kavod abrius. So you see the mile of kavod abrius. You see the crook who steals with, like, you know, a big business deal, he should pay more, because he does the bekavadik with his private jets. Mashainkin, the guy who steals other ways, yeah, he goes, walks to the store and holds up a guy for a pack of cigarettes, there, you pay a little less. So you state, okay. So the Mishnah Vaita. The word is that someone does the kavadah brias, then you pay more, you see, you pay more. He got away with the kavadah, he didn't get embarrassed. He pays more. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Eim megadlam, eim medaka beretz Yisrael. The loch is, like takano, you cannot be megadol by hemedaka and shol. Hemedaka are animals like sheep, goats. Those animals, they graze all around. People are not so scared of them. They get around and they eat from people's fields. And even though they have to pay, but the mindset is not good for yishuv eretz Yisrael. People don't want to live in a place where their fields are always getting eaten up by these animals. So therefore, they may have to come to eretz Yisrael. You're not living megadol by hemedaka. But in Surya, which is only a kibush yachid, which is only Dovra Melech, is not really Eretz Yisrael, Dovra Melech captured it, and the Midbarais, where it's no yishuv, no one lives in the Midbar, so there you could be Megadol Behemadaka. You could there cultivate small animals, which means the not the big animals, it means the not cattle, it means the regular, the smaller animals, the sheep. You can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim, Dafka. Why? Because kachim, because the derech is Targum, they bring these little shrotzim from the garbage dump, and they'll make the kachim tameh, and therefore in Yerushalayim you shouldn't have chickens. And the kahanim in the whole Eretz Yisrael shouldn't have chickens, because they're eating tyrus, and if they have shrotzim around, they won't be able to eat tyrus and become tameh. Chazir mechol makim. Now I have chazirim any place in the world. You're not allowed to megadol chazirim, and we'll see why we're in the Gemara. Lo yigdol adam as a kelev. A person should not have a dog. Elam can kosh b'shalos. Only if he's tied with a chain. Ain person reshuvim liyayinim. You should not spread out nets to catch yayinim, to catch doves. LMK rachim reyishuv lam adris. Only if it's 30 ris, which is 4 mil away from the yishuv, because we're scared the ones you're going to capture the yayinim that belong to the bnei yishuv. Not, you only want to catch the ones that are hefker, the wild yayinim, not the ones that are owned. So you should not cultivate. But you could be megadol them. You could cultivate them in the charshim, in the forest, in Eretz Yisrael, because there it's no yishuv. Over Syria, fill be yishuv. In Syria, even in the yishuv, which is Syria, which is captured by David HaMelech, it's not really Eretz Yisrael. Ve'in tzarchoim chutzlar. It's possible chutzlar is allowed. Tanya idoch em megadol them daka Eretz Yisrael. Al megadol them in midbar of Yehuda. You're allowed to megadol them in the midbar, the deserts in Yehuda, midbar of Sfarakoy, in the desert of Sfarakoy. Even though we said Behemadaka you can't, but Behemagasa you could have an Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because you need that for your business. You only make a Gzera on Tzibra if they can handle it. And they cannot handle not having Behemagasa. Behemadaka, when you want the meat or you want wool, so you can cut the wool in Chutzaretz and bring it in and import it. And also the meat, also you can import the behema to shecht it. Behemadaka, efshoit lahavim Chutzaretz. Behemagasa, efshoit Chutzaretz. Behemagasa, you can't bring in. It's a huge animal, it's a huge expense to bring it in. And also you need it here. So therefore, that you need also for plowing. Therefore, there's no eitza to do that. The obvious omer im gam hemadaka of a mashu who kaidem regel. If you're bringing in meat for the yomtiv, you let it bring in 30 days before. Shloish miyoyim v'kaidem mishta benoy la'am diyoyim. Before you're chasen, you let it bring it in. Uvach lo yisha es achrein shloish miyoyim. But you should not leave it. Let's say you brought it in 1 week before Pesach. Don't say I have 30 days now, so now I can keep it 2 weeks after Pesach. No, it's for Pesach. Get a shechta by Pesach. Uvach lo yisha es achrein shloish miyoyim. The Sadrach Amina did not forget Regal. That you would think that if the Yontif finished, and you think, it's funny, I sold it till now, it's not 30 days yet. Don't say, oh, 30 days, let it keep it. You should not keep it around. One more halacha on top of that pay, but not only is this halacha true by Yontif and by making a chasana, a sheichet also, a butcher, but He buys it and shechs it. Like Kerech Mashiach, he can wait 30 days. But then if you're doing shechitas, and then the shuk is coming up, I say, oh, I have 30 days, I can keep it after the shuk. No. You're buying it for the shuk. You have a shuk when you sell all your meat. You can buy it 30 days for the shuk, but let's say you bought it 10 days for the shuk, you can't keep it after the shuk. Just till the shuk, you keep it, you have to shech it then, just like a yontif. Tabach has in the yontif. So three atarim here. We have a case of yontif, you let it buy it, and keep it 30 days for yontif. You have a mishtah, a chasana, you also have a tabach. But all these cases should not keep it after the yontif any more time.